It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Friday the 18th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. On Tuesday, the Supreme Court will hear arguments in a case that could change the future of how we view television. The case involves a company called Aereo, which lets folks watch live broadcast TV in their local market or even record it for later. And with Aereo, they can do that on their computer, tablet, or smartphone. Those over-the-air signals are free, of course, but broadcasters argue Aereo is violating copyright laws, as Marketplace's David Gura reports.
Aereo's founder and CEO Chet Kanojia shows off one of his company's data centers, what he calls an antenna farm. It's about 10,000 square feet in Brooklyn.
It's just racks and racks of storage equipment and transcoding equipment for...
Aereo's available in 13 markets. In this data center, there are computers, DVRs, and thousands of tiny antennas. Each one is as small as a dime. And Kanojia points out there's a great view.
The antennas actually look out at the Empire State Building and the Freedom Tower.
An Aereo antenna picks up free channels broadcast over the airwaves. For a few bucks a month, Kanojia says, you can watch those local channels whenever you want on whatever device you want.
The important thing is it's a one-to-one relationship, so one antenna, one file, one stream, all under a consumer's control at all times.
Kanojia says Aereo assigns an antenna and a DVR to each subscriber, and the customer controls what gets recorded when. He says you could do the same thing at home, but Aereo is offering convenience. You don't need to buy any hardware. Tom Nachbar is a professor at the University of Virginia Law School, and he says the case turns on this question.
By performing that service for thousands of people at the same time, although totally individually, are they doing what is essentially a transmission to the public?
When it comes to copyright, there's a difference between a private performance, that's you watching or recording something in your own home, and a public performance, you taking a copyrighted work and distributing it widely, which is what broadcasters say Aereo is doing. Attorney Neil Katyal is one of their advisors.
They're grabbing the signals out of the air without paying for them and then trying to make a profit off of that. That's not the American way.
Every year, broadcasters invest billions of dollars in creating content, Katyal says. And they recoup those costs with ads, of course. But on top of that, UVA law professor Tom Nachbar explains cable providers pay for the right to distribute local channels. Aereo doesn't.
It really is a threat to the current structure of the way broadcast television works.
If the court rules in Aereo's favor, those cable providers could argue they shouldn't have to pay the broadcasters either. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
There are rumors this week that Marissa Mayer and company might be in talks with Apple to replace Google search on the iPhone with a Yahoo search engine. Say what? Yes, and it could work well for both companies, but it's also still a stretch. Why? Here's our friend Will Arimus at Slate.
You could see the potential upside for Apple because they don't want to be beholden to Google if they can avoid it. But Apple has learned from that Apple Maps fiasco. It is not going to offer customers an inferior experience just to get Google off of their home screen.
Apple's failure to offer a better mapping app a few years back was a black eye, but an Apple-Yahoo alliance could be good for both companies. So, will it happen? Arimus says this is what Yahoo would need to seal the deal.
They would have to build their own technology and build it so well that it could rival or even be better than Google in some ways on your mobile device.
Google's had time and money to build a search engine that works really well, and Yahoo would have to spend its own time and money to compete. It's Friday, which means time for our weekly game of Silicon Tally. This week, we headed to Union Square in Manhattan to hang with the folks at online business news site Quartz. And we played around with one of the reporters.
John McDooling is a corporate reporter for Quartz. John, are you ready to play Silicon Tally, the game where we try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news? You ready?
I am ready.
81% of Americans.
81% of Americans are still baseball fans?
perhaps true. It is a very American sport, but it's actually 81% of Americans think they might be able to receive an organ that has basically been custom grown in a lab or in a petri dish in the next 50 years. I don't know. What do you think?
It's something I certainly haven't heard of before, and I probably want to check with my doctor first. But yeah, that's an interesting one.
All right, you got something for me?
193,000 downloads.
The number of downloads of the latest Katy Perry song, I got nothing.
Close, but actually quite far off. It was the number of people that simultaneously downloaded the same copy of the latest episode of Game of Thrones this week. And no spoilers, but it was quite a pivotal episode.
Someone definitely died.
Yeah, I can confirm that. And that was actually a record, according to Torrent Freak.
All right, I got something for you. 1/3 of internet traffic.
What would be responsible for 1/3 of internet traffic?
It's not humans, it's bots. And this is problematic, of course, because a lot of companies pay for advertising, and that advertising is meant for real eyeballs, not robot eyeballs.
For better or for worse.
As long as they don't get the majority, I think we're safe.
Yeah.
All right, what do you got for me?
Okay, so $59.38 billion.
Okay, I'm going to say that company Weibo, that's kind of like China's version of Twitter, their actual valuation. It's just wild guess. I don't know.
It's actually the amount of cash that Google has on its balance sheet. And that was despite a quarter that people on Wall Street didn't think was very good. So it just shows you what an absolute juggernaut that business is.
Very cool. John, thank you for playing.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.